Robert and Mary, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And we are back. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I certainly appreciate you tuning in today. Before we talk service departments and extended stay properties with Sean Worker in our latest Chief Travel Leader segment, we want to share that our program is sponsored by AMA Waterways River Cruises. 2 weeks from today, Mary and I will be in Budapest and Vienna, broadcasting this show to you live from the AMA Viola on the Danube River. And we certainly hope that you'll be tuned in as we share our experiences cruising with AMA Waterways and visiting the various Christmas markets in Hungary, Austria, and Germany.
AMA Waterways River Cruises offer a unique and relaxed way to travel while still allowing you to immerse in city centers and enjoy local foods, history, and culture. And they provide industry-leading and award-winning levels of service in Europe, Asia, or Africa.
So if you're considering taking a river cruise and you like to save money, AMA Waterways is offering up to $1,500 off their newest cruise in Bordeaux, as well as Cambodia and Vietnam Mekong River Cruises, even Rhine River Cruises. Check them out at AMAWaterways.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. With over 95,000 apartments in 81 countries around the world, our next guest, Sean Worker, is quite busy, I'd say, as the CEO of a leading hospitality company that you may not be familiar with, but probably should be. Bridge Street Global Hospitality is a company that's carved a niche in service departments and extended stay offerings across their seven brands. Sean's held various senior positions with Wyndham Hotel Group, Marriott, and Hilton, among others. And today he's here to tell us what his company is doing differently to entice travelers as an alternative to hotels and even Airbnbs.
Sean, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here today with Mary and me.
You know, Robert and Mary, thank you for the opportunity. Great to be on air.
Well, appreciate it. I think we want to start with you today. I want to ask you about sharing what a service department can offer travelers and what makes it more attractive than a hotel room or even an Airbnb rental.
You know, the big impact in the experiential market today is being locally authentic and going home with stories, selfies, and telling your friends that you found something unique that maybe they'd like to experience that others don't. So living versus staying is two very different experiences. Living and staring out at, you know, St. Paul's Cathedral or, you know, the Louvre or the Arc de Triomphe from your own home, and then going downstairs and meeting somebody as you're having a cafe or a patisserie or a beer, you meet people instantaneously because it's all about experiences. You don't necessarily find that if you're staying in, you know, as a business traveler or a leisure traveler, if you're staying that in the typical hotel. So, you know, it's all about the experience and going home with stories.
And give us an idea. I mean, how does the pricing compare? How is that different?
It's comparable. I mean, it's think of it this way. You know, and we'll just pick a mark. Luxury hotel room, a couple of $100 a night. It's probably going to be comparable with a couple of $100 a night, but you're going to get in twice the space, and you're going to be at home.
And as you said, you're going to get that experience from the location.
You're going to get that local experience, and you're going to feel fairly comfortable. I mean, you are both Uber travelers, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You want to unpack. You don't want to have your door, the housekeeping staff banging on your door at 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
No, that's true.
Probably.
No, we're doing show prep. No, you're right. So exactly.
Right. You know, this is about you're at home. So we'll schedule when people are out and about to make sure that your apartment, your service department, or your home, because we are a sharing economy product as well, is clean when it's practical. We want you to enjoy it. Feel relaxed and not worry that somebody's going to, you know, bang on the door and possibly open it.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's true, unless you have the last. So, all right, so certainly a large part of the market we just talked about, you know, there are business travelers out there. Give us an idea of some of the amenities that you think are most pressing for the business traveler today, and then, you know, are you providing them?
Business travelers are stressed. And the way we think of a hotel and how we think about our platform is unpacking a hotel experience. So on our platform, we partner with Blue Apron, we partner with Grubhub, we partner with WeWork, we partner with a variety of services, including, you know, the big bus tours and City Unscripted. So in advance of you even getting there, you can order yourself the food you want when you want it, be it garden fresh or the best Thai from around the corner, so that you're welcome to your experience first, or stock your fridge. separately, that's great for a consultant, that's great for somebody on assignment, but it's equally great for a week stay in a major city globally. So that's fundamentally different. Equally, if you need meeting space, you can get it from WeWork. If you want to have just, you've got, after a long week, and you've found 5 hours or 4 hours, and you want to go around and essentially learn the city on the big red bus or whatever, you can book that in advance. And if you want a great walking tour around a historic area in any city you can think of, the Jack the Ripper tour in London comes to mind. It's a great tour. You can do that with City Unscripted, right? You can't get that from a traditional hospitality website because they're not catering to you.
No.
Generally, they're catering to the kind of the masses that is perfectly good and needed.
Absolutely. Sean, I'm going to ask you to just hold for 1 second as I reintroduce you to our listeners. If you're just tuning in, Robert and I are speaking with the CEO of Bridge Street Global Hospitality, the leading international provider of serviced apartments. Sean, I want to talk a little bit about technology and hospitality, as they're certainly growing together as we speak rapidly these days. You can look at Carnival Corporation's Ocean Medallion, which will be a game changer for cruisers. Hotels are offering self-check through devices, and these are just a few examples. What role does technology play for your customer at Bridge Street, and what are some things that you're doing with technology to improve the experience?
If it doesn't happen on your mobile device, it doesn't happen at all.
Very true.
It has to be fully accessible on your device. And so the gimmicks does not work. Our platform for service departments, homes, and extended stay hotels is really designed so that everything happens on your phone. You can connect with us, you can book with us, you can contact us, you can talk to us, and then we embrace technology to make that feedback both for the travel director easy to manage, and then the network of trusted, vetted, curated suppliers that we work with that will guarantee your stay. We guarantee the stay everywhere. So that technology has to stitch together as an enablement technology. We're a full-blown OTA, so that technology flows. But it's not perfect, right? Everything doesn't have to be technology. You also have to be able to talk to someone.
Well, it is hospitality after all.
Right.
So we text in advance of your stay so that you have all the details, mapping, profiles of the area, where the best restaurants and bars are, what your Wi-Fi code is. All of that is delivered on your phone. So you're not digging around in your carry-on because you forgot to tell the taxi driver where you are going. Because you got to give that in the right language, and actually are enabling local language translation through some apps as well to make sure that you can just point your phone to the Uber driver and say, take me there.
Some interesting.
So it's kind of, yeah.
Yes, some very interesting items that you're offering there. We've got about a minute and a half or so left in the interview. You've got 7 unique brands. You've got Exclusive, Living, Mode, Places, Residences, Studio, and Link. I'm curious, you've held senior positions in the hotel industry with major companies. How has that helped you with the extended stay in the apartment rental market?
So, it's all about, these are identifiers. On our platform, we actually use products that's peer-to-peer driven with TripAdvisor, and then the supply is vetted by Deloitte. So the branding is more about anchoring so that the traveler understands the level and scope and the type of services so they can relate to a traditional hotel experience and say, okay, I know what that particular brand is associated with, and I also trust that brand. And I know what I'm going to get with a hospitality company, that the fundamentals are all taken care of. It's going to be just like a hotel in some respects. Sheets, towels, clean, the services, and a great hospitality experience. But their way, in other words, your stay, your way, has been our mantra. So they're more directional brands as opposed to fixed brands that somewhat are really predictable, but they're also possibly a little bit too predictable, that sometimes you forget what city you're staying in.
Yeah, well we've all had that happen. Sean, listen.
Very interesting.
I love the business model, and I love all the options that you have. And you offer a complete platform from luxury, obviously, to budget that folks, I think, as we said at the beginning of the interview, they need to be aware of. So thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. And we'll look forward to doing this again sometime in the future.
Absolutely. And thanks again to you both for a terrific conversation.
Thank you. Thanks, Sean. Take care.
All right. Clearly something, Mary, that folks need to know about.
One of my favorite parts of what we do is finding new and interesting businesses in travel.
Like yes. it a lot. And folks, again, you know, the company is Bridge Street Global Hospitality. Check them out online and you'll see all their various brands. So a reminder to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break, but there's so much more ahead as the RM World Travel Express rolls on. We're headed back to Italy next. Stay with us.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.